first, the first Shabbos always after, first parasha always after after Pesach, and you parasha Shmini. What's the of the there's Vayikra, Tzav, and Shmini. And Shmini talks about the Bechina, talks about Bechina, the Chapora, the Chateiga, the Aron Koyim Musked, Kravel HaMizbeach, and finishes with the Mechalas Asuras. So the Shaykh is Mechalas Asuras to. And Vayimayim HaShmini was the happiest day, Oysa HaYoyim, right? Chazal Dashim, Vayimayim HaShmini, that day was Mamish Simcha, Shmayim Horetz. So what the Yisod is that Shmini is preceded by Parshas Vayikra itself. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash Be'etzim was a mokum of a makor of Ahava, Toicha Rutz of Ahava. It was, as we discussed many times, it was a vilda place. It was a place of vilda Ahava, kilo, vilda Ahava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. The whole start of Toicha Kohanim starts by Yikra. Rashi says Vayikra is a lashon chibba. It's a chibba. It's an Ahava between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has an ava, such a big ava, the person the whole time is mashpia ava to somebody, so then that person is not mazalzel, but he loses out on the chashivas of the inyan of tzivui to stand in a straight path. Because when there's ava, like Chazal say, when there's too much ava Hashem, you feel you can get away with it. You don't have to obey, because there's so much ava. In a love relationship, there's no obeying orders. It's under the zach. On one hand, it's taka emes that there's such an ava. However, mitzacheni, there's tzivuyim. And the emes is, tzvas emes is marach. And the emes is, that in a world betikunoi, there doesn't need to be tzivuyim. And that's the sort of nase v'nishma. What do you mean nase? You haven't been told what to do yet. In the sort of tikun, nase is before nishma. I mean, nase, a person's masik, meroiv andrigos, he's masik, he knows what the Rebbein Shlomo wants. So in a world of tikun, takken it's tzivuim. But to bring the world to tikkun, first you need the bechina of tzivuim. Don't get into it now. That's the whole sod, the whole kilka of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created, and Chazal darshan the gvaltiga shvina, the gvaltiga ava there was between Adam Rishon and the Rebbein Shlom the first day. The Rebbein Shlom just gave him two tzivuim. By tzavel akim alod and leimo emi kolei tzagan ochel toichal meitzadat toibera aloi soichal mena. By tzav. He was mezalzel on the tzivui. To be very careful. Rebbein Shlom created him with such ava, such tikva, such hope, and such pe'era bria, and the spitz of the whole bria. Rebbein Shlom created him mi'aretz ada shemayim with all the tikva and all the hope. Rebbein Shlom also gave aitzav elakim. And the ava was so great that there was a zilzel in the bechina of tzav. That's what you got to be careful about. Therefore, that's why at the beginning of Vayikra, after the next pasuk, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayikra Loshen Chibo, next pasuk is Adam Ki Akriv. Thinking. So the next pasha after Vayikra is pasha Tzav. There's Chibo, but there's also Tzav. Aaron HaKohen is the Ava. We know Aaron HaKohen is the Gaguim and the Ava. So like it says, Vaydam Hashem el Moshe Leimoy. Tzav. Tzav is Aaron was born of Lema. Aaron Kohen needs a bechina of tzivui. For the Kohenim, they need that bechina. They need that bechina of tzivui. And that's the Akdoma Be'etzim and the whole Toichen of the Mishkan and also what's going on Parsha Shmini. Because it's Be'etzim in a way it's very misleading because an Aveira is a hepech of tzivui. Yeah. And the Beis Hamikdash was a mokum where it's nizgala the madrega of a bal tshuva. The mokum shabali tshuva in the main tzaddik and gemuri enich ein lamed. So who's greater, the bal tshuva? What's the difference between bal tshuva and a tzaddik? A tzaddik obeys tzivuyim. The bal tshuva he did averus. He was over on tzivuyim. Who's greater, the bal tshuva? A zilzel in the whole union of tzivuyim. I obey orders, and Yenna goes against, and he appeases the king later, and he's better me. It's a lomani gora. Well, the whole musik. Well, musig is also a musig where it can bring a zilzul to the inyan of tzivuim, because the vote is that the bal tshuva gets such hiskarvus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He gets such moedike eish of hiskarvus and eish of tshuka to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that he's higher than the tzaddik. It's also a zilzul in the inyan of tzivuim. And Parshas Shmini is taka. Parshas Shmini, chumash. You see, Parshas Shmini. It's full of Pashas Shmini is talking full of. First of all, the end of Pashas Tzav. The end of Pashas. So what's the last Pashas? The last pasuk in Pashas Tzav. Byas Aaron Avonim is called Adoram. Hashem Tziva Hashem Biyad Moshe. What's the good chiddush? So what does Rashi say? Lahagid Shvachan Shlei Hitu Yemin Usmoil. Yep, say this. He did this tzivuim. Sabados. Rashi carries on. Kilo, it's in the brackets that even though they heard it, Hashem Tziva Hashem Biyad Moshe. They heard the Biyad Moshe. Nevertheless, the Umamin and everything Moshe Rabbeinu says is Masorah. A few were saying that's what you have to know. At the end of Parshat Tzav, you have to know about that there's a gewaltige Ganguim. There's a gewaltige, like we discussed before, like you see the people who are very often into big Ganguim and big Zachen. So the Maisa Mitzvahs and the Zmanim and the Shokel Tzach Abyssal. So here, the end of the Vayas Aranim Bonis Korad Vom Hashat Tziv Hashem Biyad Moshe. Lo Yehitu Yemin Asmol. Even though the excitement and even though the excitement was so great and so high, they kept to the tzivuim. That's the inin of. And then Parsha Shmini. Look a few psukim into the parsha. Hikcho is called Hashem Tziva Moshe Elohim Moed. Vayom Moshe Zedo Hashem Tziva Hashem Elohim Tasu. Vayom Moshe Aaron Krav Al Hamizbeach. You had to be Nitzav. Aaron HaKohen didn't move. And Parsha Shmini is talking of the parsha where. It's a parasha which was in his gala that the Bein Shalom was machaper in the Chet HaEgel, right? That Rashi brings down. And it's talking the day where the Shekhinah came down. It's the day where the... It was Yom HaShmini, it was a Hechera time, it was a Hechera time of Asogos. Not of Avihu, this week's parasha, what was their chet? They were makrib in Eish Zorah, Ashalei Tziva Hashem. It was Ashalei Tziva. It was an Eish, it could even be Krovei HaKodesh. They were great to the Moshe Rabbeinu. What was their pagam? Everything was right, except there's no Tzivui. There's no tzivui. Daf achten geben. That's what happened on the first day. On the first day, when Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechaper, when Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Shechin and he showed his karvus, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol for the first 7 days. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzaddik. Aaron HaKohen, he was the Baal Tshuva, right? Kapora, Chet HaEgel, he's a Kapora, he's the Baal Tshuva. When does the Shechin come down? The Shechin comes down for the Baal Tshuva, not for the tzaddik. Again, there's a... Another view, the Grace HaSogus, Tzadik and Gemurim, Rab Tshuva can be Hechen and Tzadik Gomor, and they had the Moedika Eish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moedika HaSogus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the problem was, Ashalataka Ashalay Tzivo Isam, everything was beautiful except for Ashalay Tzivo Isam. And that's a very dangerous. The first day of the Mishkan, this has to be absolutely stamped out. It's just to be loud and clear that even the Beis Hamikdash is a mokum, which is toichei rotzu v'ahava. That listen, you got to do things mitzad tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Vasemis says that in other view, they were in the darg of nasataka before nishma. Now the door wasn't roy for you. In a hecher matzav, in a matzav atikun taka, see it's keilu you do nasa first. Yitochen that there won't be tzivuim bechlal. I mean, there's a chazal say mitzvahs betelus lasid lovei. It's just mitzvahs betelus lasid lovei. And imam emun and shleima shalzeis atayr loytei mechlefes. So mitzvahs betelus lasid lovei. There won't be mitzvahs. All different perushim. There won't be actually physical meisim mitzvahs. Yeah, the asoka and the mitzvahs. Yitochen according to what we're saying, mitzvahs is minoshin tzivui. A mitzvah is minoshin tzivui. Mitzvahs betelus lasid lovei. The chelik that you need to wait for a tzivui. So that's betelus lasid lovei. Why? Because lasid lovei, another of his matreges, taka shalei tziva. No, before the world is betikun, you got to do things betzivui. And when the world is betikun, so there will be massive zachen. Could be that's pshat in ashalei tziva. That's pshat in mitzvahs betelus lasid lovei. Chelik of the tzivui of the mitzvahs. Until then, it needs to be. You need to have the gaguim. You need to flare up with the fire. However, there's got to be tzivuim as well. And that's the gil. That's what Parsha Shmini has to be megala taka. Mamish before you start the first day, not whether you had to die to show the importance of tzivuim. Kasha tziva Hashem is Moshe. You needed the two nekudas. These two nekudas. On one hand, you have a moedik adrekus. On the other hand, you have to do things like be tzivui. In Kabbalah language, that's the bechino of havaya and adna. Yudke vovke is the havaya. Is the Hasogus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Without Hastora, the Kim is Master, and the Shem Yud Kevovke is the is the dvikus, feidik dvikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvisi Havai, the neck disomid, not to be Messiah Das, from the Boin Shloilim, Kabalti Gassogus. And then there's the Shem Adna, right? Now, Tzivuyim, it's Adnas. Obeying the Master, that's the Shem Adnas. Havai and Adna is Gematria 91. And that's how many psukim there are, Pasha Shmini. Pasha Shmini, you got to get the right, you got to get the right blend. This works both say toiv, both sumeiran, both say toiv. The end of the parasha, you have all the machalas asuras, shkotzim and ramosim. And Rashi says, at the end of achrimos and the kedoshim, Rashi says, Rashi brings the chazal. It says, end of kapashas kedoshim. Reb Lozman and Azaria, oyim eminayin shlayim, or adam nafshi kotzim as chazir. Person mustn't say that ich, you know, chazir and it's ekelzach. Person should say, "Efshi, I could have it." Ma eseh ba'ovi shemshmaim goza alai talmud leima va'avdeleschem min amel liyaslish teivdaltchem l'shmi perish min aveir makabel alavoy malchus shemai. Why do we keep away from achalas asur? It's not because it's ekelzich. It's simply from the rabbi nishleir. That's the sod of Pasha Shmini. Bein mitzad toiva, we have a moedik heslavus to go forward. Bein mitzad sumi ra, where we feel for ekel, we're not interested in it. In other words, mitzad the sumi ra, this is not shaykh to a tzivu Hashem. Who's that tzivu Hashem? Yefshi, it's ekel mech. It's an yefshi. So he's teaching us that both when it's gor efshi, kilu, both when you want to surge forward without a tzivu, and both when you want to go run away from it without a tzivu, in both cases do it mitzad the tzivu. Do it mitzad the tzivu, and that's the shvacha. Vayom Hashem el Aaron, vayom Moshe el Aaron, krav la mizbeach. Aaron was boish, Aaron boish. He's scared, you know. Rather, he wants to go forward. He's scared. He has to get tzivu. Vayom Moshe el Aaron, krav la mizbeach. He has to have tzivu. Krav la mizbeach. Vasei es chatos chul esoy osecha v'chab bat chavad o'om. That's the sod.
Love that from machlas asuras. Any?
Yeah, any. Yeah. It's the Rashi. I mean, the Rashi says also sharpness. It gives a whole things that a person wouldn't necessarily connect to. Don't kill, not because you want to be a good human being. That's why we don't kill. Everything. It's always got to be mitzad tzivay. So that's by yikra tzad and shmini. Achivo of a ratzav. Together it's Avaya Adna, which is Pasha Shmini. It's like a find that musig, you know, like people attack it. It's a very big battle. You feel sometimes, I don't know, bring an example, you know, it's sensitive, bring examples, but you get, you know, people, and you feel the halacha or the zmana or whatever it is, the sov zman, I don't know, something's. You feel it, and you must be now. You don't want to know of any sof. You don't need to know of any tzimtzumim. Clearly, you don't want to know of any tzimtzumim. It's nishtach. Adam God love moed. Adam kodesh kadoshim frekish kachshav. A regular person is wissen that you have to have the islamus, or you have to have tzibuim as well. That's Pasha Shmini. That was the Pekam, Ashleit Tzivu. Ashleit Tzivu. Everything was except Ashleit Tzivu. You know what I mean? Misak and Chet of Adam. Everything was right. Adam Mishnos had all the Mordik Cheshboinus. Had all the Mordik at Hechre Cheshboinus of eating from the Eitz Adas. But Leit Tzivu. Leit Tzivu. The Tzivu that's his carvus to HaKadosh Baruch. The Matzav of Tikkun will do everything without Tzivu. That will be when the Adna will be in Gunsen. Mishulev with the Yudke Vovke, so then we'll understand the Tzivuyim and etc. Then actually that's a Mechina Mitzvah, the Taylor's lost love. See, Chuvah Mi'ava is the Zdoinus Nasas Kizochis. It breaks the whole gedda. Aver becomes a mitzvah. It breaks the whole gedda. You go against the Tzivuy of Hashem and you come out, right? Kadesh Lo Yechoyt Niska. So Chuvah Mi'ava is the Chayt is Niska. Chuvah Mi'ava, the Chayt is Niska. So it like breaks the whole musig of Tzivuyim. So Meila, therefore, person, you got to the person, that's what the parasha, that's what the parasha is teaching us. Pel Dikazach. Parasha is teaching us the musig. Person's got to, like Aaron HaKohen, with all these dvekas. He stayed in one spot. Nu, come. Krav alam is beach. Krav. He's got to be pushed. He's got to be pushed into doing something. When he does it with more than kedvekas. But till he does it, he needs a tzivay. That's the mechina. So the Yom HaShmini, you know, the Yom HaShmini is the Yom of Hechavi. It's a day where everything is Nishapech L'Toyiv. The Yom HaShmini is a day of Losi Lovoi, where everything is Nishapech L'Toyiv. Right? Losi Lovoi, Oz Epoich, is Kol Amim, Kulo Yisofa Bruav, right? Shem Echad. It's also Bechina, the Yom HaShmini is like, we know that Shmini is the day of the Bris, we know that Leonovi is the Malach HaBris. So now Chabris, who was Elianovi? Pinchas. What did Pinchas do? Was there a tzivui for him to do it? He killed Zimri. Was there a tzivui for it? It wasn't a tzivui for it. Halacha ve'ein moyen kein. Ein moyen kein. Pinchas was a roidev. Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas. It's potter. Pinchas is a roidev. He did it without a tzivui. But that which he did then, halacha ve'ein moyen kein, is that's the vote where you mechaber together. He couldn't take the hakanoi, he was fire. He couldn't take the chil Hashem. So there is a matzav where you can do something which is nishkan sivui, but it's within the gedarim of halacha. That's the tikkun. That's Pinchas Elio. Pinchas became Elio and Ofi. That's the dargo of Shmini. That's the dargo of Eliyahu's Malach HaBris. That's like it's a tzivui and it's not a tzivui. What pushed him to do it was Anod of Aviyu Dika Midah. They just went. He just did it. He couldn't take the Chil Hashem. His Avot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him do it. It wasn't Hepach HaTzivui. Anod of Aviyu was Hepach HaLoi Tzivui. They went against the tzivui. It's Halacha Ve'in Morin Ke. What does it mean Halacha Ve'in? If you have the Chukah, if you have the Dveikas, if you have the Ava, you'll do it. And that's a Yom HaShmini Dika Madrega. Pinchas Elio, that's the Bechinas Malach HaBris. We're going to the whole, discussed it before, the whole Midas HaYisod is the most powerful chelik of the person. It's a chelik of a person's pure of who. It's called the Koichas Neflaim, all in the Midas HaYisod. The first thing we do with the child is we do a mitzvah. We do it a mitzvah. A tzivui. It's ava. All avas come from there. Kilu. All avas. Avas a klipa. Avas kedusha. Whatever. All the god that Hashem abris. So he has this. He uses all that ava for avas Hashem. Hashem chas v'shalom faker. It's an ava. It's a vilde chelik. It's a vilde mokum. Take a child, you give him a bris, you put a tzivui in there. You calm it down, you put a tzivui in there. Who does that? Eliyahu Malach HaBris. He knows where to put the tzivui. That's a tikkun. That's a bechin of Shmini. That's why he became a Shmini. About that day, the Shechina came down, he was, Shechina, Shkan Posh Tazach.
Who? Obviously he knows where to put his tzivui, but he himself wants to write
Who?
Eliyahu Pinchas.
He was allowed, it wasn't against the tzivui, it wasn't against the tzivui, faket, that was, there was an izbara faket, that he went out of control, ke'ilu, but it was out of control within a tzivui. That's the nakuda. It's halacha ve'ein moirin kein. In other words, you have to come through your slavas. Moirin kein means I'm a robot. You have to come there with your slavas. You have to come there with nadav aviyu, with another nadav aviyu de kemida. But it's a shiluv of that plus a halacha. Nadav aviyu did it a loy tziva. It was against. It was age. That's age zora. Pinchas wasn't an age zora. Chas v'shalom. That's the sod of halacha ve'ein moirin kein. To have that dveikus within halacha. It's a very, very difficult zach, because when you get into dveikus, that's Oysa Yom, it says that was the Lashon Vahiba Yom HaShmini, the day kiyem shenivru shemayim v'aretz. That was the simcha. Isayim notl esa toras kiyem shenivru bem kiyem shenivru kiyem shenivru bem shemayim v'aretz. Day as shemayim v'aretz were created was the first day of the bria. First day of the bria was created. Ha'orin choshech mishtamshiv barabuvia. That's basically what this day is. It's an abuvia. Ha'orin choshech mishtamshiv barabuvia means that kilu, there's no, it's all mixed together. That's the day of about tshuva. That's the day where the choshech is nisapach la'or. It's a modern day. It's a very shver day to draw proper gedorim. That was the day with the kapara of the chet ha'egel. Because Nizgala, that through the chet ha'egel, we have a mishkan, which is a kapara, we have a mishkan, we have the dveikas, we have the skarvas. It's a shver day to be magdir exactly. And to be very careful with such a day. Aaron HaKohen was very careful until he was pulled in, kravel on his beach. Aaron HaKohen, but it's a very easy day to go to do something ashalay tziva, which is what happened with Nadav Avia. It's the same. The whole Mishkan was a kapara for chatan. Again, you walk in the chayta and you come out greater than you ever were. It's a shver musik, the whole Mishkan. But don't forget to learn Hakdama. Don't forget the parasha before is tzav. Keep bear tzav in mind when you walk into Shmini. And then and that taka shvach shlehita yimin a smoil. In azar matzav, you can be matta yimin a smoil. You know, that's a shvach. The person that gets into azar moedik is ach, he's in the middle of azar zach, and he looks at his watch, oi vei, sofsman tvila. And he has the koyach too. not to be matta yimin a smoil. It's a taka big shvach. Aaron HaKohen corresponds to taka, the slavus, and the dveikus, and the slavus. And you should be able to stand there and see the Shechina came down and not move until Moshe Rabbeinu says Krav al HaMizbeach. You know, in a modern world, they call him a man who's got a lot of self-control. Abi Kedusha, that was Aaron HaKohen who had internalized the Parshas Tzav, internalized the Indian of Al Stav Gei Mitatzivui. And that's the same thing in all. That's the emstik shilav of a vayadna. Person gets into a zag veltig advekis, and then he remembers that, oh, you know, I didn't bench yet, I didn't dus yet, I didn't get yet. So he makes a shilav of a vayadna. In his advekis, he brings in the adnus, he brings in the control. In a mokim like a mishkon, they had the adonim. The whole mishkon was based on the adonim. Mishkan is kulei eish, kulei rishpe eish, kulei advekas. But don't forget, there's an odoin, don't forget that there's an adnus there as well. It's tivuyim.
What
Shem Avai
represents
the eish? Yeah, Shem Avai. It's a different thing, because Avai, the Shem Elikim, the Shem Elikim is master. Shem Avai is the or. Or a person's dovik to the or of the or is a person's dovik is the ish of the vikas. Shavisi avaya the negdi summit is supposed to say Shavisi Hashem the negdi summit. How's it supposed to carry on? Mimini lo yemoit, something like that. Ba lemoit. So keep the avaya, just left the ba lemoit. Shavisi avaya, you need a tzimtzum of Hashem Elokim. Hashem Shemogin, avaya Elokim. Or of the Avai is very great. You can so you have the that's the shilav of Avai not. Because if you go with Taka to Shvisa Hashem like the Amai, Shvisa Hashem like the Samen, or the Avai as well. We get that straight, the Mashiach can come, and then Elio can be Mavasa Gula. That's what Pinchas had. Come to the whole Torah's Koinim. See the Koinim. They ran up and they do this and they push. It was upset. There's not a matzav over there. And the Koinim was things. Fisha Yore, a boy. Oh, that's the middle of the Kach Nefchad. be able to balance. Balance is both in Yonah. Also in this week's parasha is the ending of Seir Chatos of Rosh Chodesh. Seir Chatos of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh says, if you were like a kapora, shemiyatati Seir Reach, kill all the pagomim, kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu blame, kaviyachal blames himself for, if you were like a kapora, shemiyatati Seir Reach. That's a pelodic parasha. Chas v'shalom, there can be, but it's all the same nekuda. Rabbi Yochanan the Ben Shlom is machtiv. Rabbi Yochanan about himself. As we said, we discussed this on the way in Shabbat after Rosh Hashanah. Then Rosh Hashanah is on Shchodesh. The Ben Shlom says on a day like Rosh Chodesh, where it's bechinah v'viyo lai kapora, that's a Pesach for us. Pesach for us to do tshuva. Hashem Kaviyachol comes down and says, "Kilu, I mustn't even say it. Kilu, v'viyo lai kapora. Klal Yisrael, bring for me a kapora." Maybe we, the Ben Shlom Kaviyachol is mechapa k'mayim aponim aponim, and the Ben Shlom is mechapa for us. So the Indian of Hagbele Sa'om by Matan Torah, we prepare for Matan Torah. Shleshis Yimei Akbala. Look at the Shlevi says. Why Shavu is called a Tzeres? Because what was the only one mitzvah? The only one mitzvah is a Tzeres. The only one mitzvah is Hagbele Sa'om. Shleshis Yimei Akbala. Shleshis Yimei Akbala. That's the Geshefta Shleshis Yimei Akbala. Same Nakuta. The Etzim Klad Yisrael out of control. Chavad will climb up the mountain, the Shekhinah comes, the Shekhinah came down, also the Mishkan, that day the Shekhinah came down, the Shekhinah comes down, you've got to be careful. Everybody has a wilder urge to run up to the Shekhinah, just like in the Mishkan, Yad HaZazach. So too you have the Bechina of Shlesh Yisimei Akbala, to bring on that Nakuda. Don't go too far. Chavad is an Indian to have Dveikus, an Indian to have Slavas that you want to go forward, but you got to know that there's tzivuyim as well. It's a very hard balance. You see a difference between people who came Baal Tshuva through the Litvish Meisters, through the Hasidic Meisters. And it says you need both, they should all go to both. You see, Gates, they used to say, Joe Gates used to have a lot of, like, you know, it's like a rigid, the liturgy, they used to have a Balchul, there's a lot of Balchul, they used to say a joke that when you see the Balchul schmoozing during Chazor Sashats, then you know he's normal, or something like that, they used to say. Actually, it's because they get too rigid, everything is, it's always the, like, because they've been told that, you know, they've come from a world of everything was, they did what they wanted to, and now, so everything they're too concerned about is, you know, everything they're too concerned about is this or that, you know. Somebody told me that Meshuggah, when it comes to for they also Pesach, the whole Seder night, and told you, the Tumul, the Kazayas, and all these young children, you know, they miss out on the whole Ava because they're busy with the Kazayasim, and busy with the Dus, and busy with the Yens, and the little baby has to eat the Kazayas Mora, and all that. And you get those, right? You get those who are on the other extreme, so they get the very vegan, and then they have Chassidus, and they learn Dus, and they get Shlaiv, and they scream in davening, and they'll daven, they'll keep the tabs and Tvimun until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But they don't know Hidurim, and they don't know Mitzvah, you know, they don't know Pashta Alochas and Mishnah Bura. It's taka, that's, we're battling with that all the time. You see by them, it's taka, you see that, if they have this Adrocha, then they're full of, the whole day they're full of Tzivuyim. And if they have the other Adrocha, the whole day they're full of Pnimius and Ava and Dus and Yens. Both have a Maila, but both have a Chesaron. They need a shiluv. We need that same shiluv in our lives together. But there you see it's mamish in an extreme. Mamish in an extreme. They don't have the av. They don't have the avil. The other ones don't have the tav. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's a bit spät. Weil er sein Mitte so wäre. Talks about the void of serious aim to take every Mitte and to use it. Mitte ist mir lasche Mitte. And that's premise what we're talking about. Each thing. Mitte is called a Mitte. Serious aim, you got to work on the Mitte. In each midah you have both. In Ava you have Yira, and Yira you have Ava. You have Chesed Sheba Gvura, and Gvura Sheba Chesed. That's Avoida now. That's Mamish Tzigipas, the Pasha Shmini. You got to get the Ava clean, you got to get the Yira clean, you got to get the Shiluf, and you got to get. It's a step by step Avoida Hashem. Holy Tzitz Mitzrayim was a lechtech achra al amidbo, obviously it's a rua, blind, lechtech achra al amidbo, running after the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kriyas Yamsuf, Gewaltige Geliyim. After that, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, now you got to move into more Mesudadika Zach. And that's what we start the Sfir Sa'imah, that's what we're working on in the Sfir Sa'imah. That's what the Hilgamari now discusses over here. The Zayin Midas connected to the Binyan Olam, the Zayin Midas, and each Midah Ava is a Midah of Ava, can be used for this and can be used for the other. The same thing with the Yira, you can use the Yira Saroimimus, and you can use every Yira that you see in Gashmius is really reflects a certain Indian in Ruchnius. It's a piece famous Baal Shem Tov piece. Even Znus is a bechin of Chesed. It's Chesed of Klipa, Chesed of Kedusha. Getting a clear balance. That's the avoid of a kid. I'm saying you read it inside. It's one of the famous pieces, one of the classical pieces. So that's what Rabbi Shlomo wants us to do after Pesach. It's schwer to come back after Pesach to the regular Wochen die Kate. Pesach, a person don't have such a high, such a this. And the Gunim, and Seder night. Rabbi Shlomo wants to eat. Sometimes, Taka, we have to leave the Masuda de Kavelt, and then we get a big spritz. And then we come down to the and use it for the regular. The regular tefillah is a Mr. Shin is a regular tefillah. I'm saying a regular tefillah, Hashmein Esra, and Apsukah Dezimra, and Beches Krishma. It's all developing. And that's what we have to take out. We come back to the days, we have to realize it. We don't realize that on a day-to-day level, Abiches HaTorah is developing, and Asher Yotzah is developing, and Alakai Nesham is developing. They're all developing. Tachlis HaPesach is to put it all into. That's why it's midas. I mean, Pesach is bigger than in a moichin. Moichin, like a person goes into under a welt. Afterwards, the person's got to ingrain it in his midas, got to ingrain it in his odom, in his shem odom, in his av, in his yir, in his teferas, in his netzach, and he's got to. And then he becomes the odom asholim, and that's the bechina of shavuos, the shtei lechem, which is machal odom. I mean, the bechina of machal odom. That's the same nechuda. After the gvaltiga days of Pesach, start coming back and appreciating the Moedic Avoida that we have in a regular day, and use the same as Slavas and Dvekas and Shtokakas that we had on Pesach for the regular Dvekas, the regular Slavas. Yeah. Sinai is a Messiah, Messiah, the Yeshua, Yeshua is the Canaan, Skin, the Mavim, Hanshikness is Hagdoila, Heavy Messonim Badin. It's all breaking down into a Messiah, the person's got to live a straight life. Can't go haywire. The whole Olin and the Tzedokim, they all came about to talk in the times of the Bismillah, in the times of the second Bismillah. They broke out, the Indian of. And they broke out from a falchip shot. in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Right? It's talking about this, the herd, in the Shamshim Sarov, in the Shalom Naskal Kalim Pras, they became Tzedek and Besusim. So the Taki came out in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and we know that they were big Oivdim in the Beis HaMikdash, the stories in the Yomah, the Bamish Oivdim in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tzedukim, they did things, Ke'ilu, L'Shem, Chasu Shalom, L'Shem Shomayim, but L'Shem, their belief, Ke'ilu, Mamish, with Christmas Serious Nefesh, they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to die, they had Christmas Serious Nefesh. No, if you learn falsch Pirkei Avos, then you learn falsch the Messiah, you can have Av and Vekas and Islavas and everything. It's not Tzivuim, it's Mish Debsht. Hebshet Geisen, we live in the Chachomim, Hebshet Geisen, we have a Messiah. It's falsch gelernt Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos teaches us Messiah, it's Taka Meri de Kazach. That they became Tzidukim from a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What's the whole Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Moshe Kibbutz Messina, Messiah Yeshua, Yeshua is a Canaan. Since Canaan, you have one in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. You're falsch avon in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is Moshe Kibbutz Torah. If Hashem says, you have to go and ask your Rav. What's the Pshat? I'll tell you what Pshat is. And they were the big troublemakers in the Beis HaMikdash. Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash, they were troublemakers. The Beis HaMikdash was a makam of Islavas, a makam of Dvekas, and they had Islavas, they had Dvekas, they went to their deaths. They were mamish kibbutz moshe nefesh for that. That's what happens when you are Vilda, when you have Stavos and Dvekas and Dus and Yens. Oh, it's without Tzivuyim. It's without Tzivuyim. It's without Munus Chachomim. Without Tzivuyim. Leisosim Adav Ashiyidu Bechoyim Minus Moel. Without Tzivuyim. You get too much into involved in Ava and Vekas and Dus and Yens. As you lose, you lose authority. If you lose authority, it's Pirach HaSushan, that's in Tzadok and Vaisis. Spitz Nisayin of Avraham Avinu was that Keda. Why was that the Spitz Nisayin? Because it was a Tzivi without Hargosha. You know, Svasemis as well. Svasemis says that whenever whatever was Ratzon Hashem, Avraham Avinu had a Mardika Abba for it. When it came to that Keda, it wasn't Ratzon Hashem, you should Shech Yitzchak. So he didn't have an Abba for it, Bechlal. So when Hashem tells him to do something, he doesn't feel for it, Bechlal. There's no irrigation, Bechlal. No irrigation. So what is there? A Tzivi from the Rabban Shalem. That was the Spritz. Avraham Ahava, Avraham Vino was a Gavaltig Ahava. And when it came to where he lost all the Ahava for doing it, was a Gibbleben, a Tzivi. Still, Vayashkim Avraham Baboike. It was Machshev, a Tzivi, it was Machshev, the Rabban Shalem, Zuklazoi. The Machshev authority. That's the Spritz. That was the Spritz in the sign. That's all took place in the Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash. You learn about it, you know, Yuma Lishkas Palhedrin, first mission. Why is it called Lishkas Palhedrin? It's one of the tirtzes because it means it was officers. They used to change every year. They changed the name because the Kohen Gadol used to die because he didn't do the Avodah properly because there were builders achen going on over there. Taka place, Krablam is Beach. Taka place where you walk in with the big Ava, but don't move until you're told. Be very careful in such places. A person can go very far krochen there as well. Sometimes in the second Beis HaMikdash. So Pirkei Avos after Pesach. Taka Shabbos Pasha Shmini, we begin Pirkei Avos. There's a Masoira and a Tzivuyim. Don't let the Av take you to a Matzav Chas V'Shalom Hashalei Tziba Hashem. Yeah. It's a good thing. Must say naturally what the Ramban says, Amal Hashem Lekecha is Lebavcha, is Lebav Zarecha. It's Shaykh Mila, Mila Balei. It says Mila Balei means where the person naturally will do what the Rebbe Shlomo wants him to do. That's what we're saying. It's Mamish Moedik. Bris Mila, not Mokim, that's the Vilda Mokim. So Mal means do naturally what the Rebbe Shlomo wants us to do. So it's Mal Hashem Lekechaz Levavcha. There won't be a Vilda Zach that can go wrong. That's all these Zaycha to Mitz Hashem. Even though Moshiach Tzidkenu didn't come, I was Slav Ayim Hashmini, Pasha Shmini, Slav. Yeah. Look at that. Even if you can so better they feel Pesach, Moshiach will come and was macro than the Korban Pesach. Moshiach doesn't come, Sariba Gan to Pesach, Moshiach doesn't come. You see all the Yid the next morning and davening, Malik Tfilin, put a talis on, you davened. You know, there's no ach, that was achzavot, but there's no. Right. We hope, and we take a carry on hoping. And we ma'amid b'mun shleima that he'll be here before Shavuos and Mitzvashem. So why the gezach? The person has to look at that. You know, next morning after Gansach, kim denamim, medavim tzadam, nachamu. Ongoing thing, it never dims. Yeah. Oh, yalavai, yalavai, Mitzvashem. All these things about the Makar of the Gula, Makar of the Gula, Makar of the Gula. So in Bells today, there's such a piece of paper which starting Shiurim, Machan, I don't know, Machan, but something, Chabura of Tzipir, the Gula, something like that. They're coming together and having Shiurim about the Indian of Tzipir, and the Shiurim about the Indian of Chashivas of learning Kochim, and the Makar of the Gula. ברוך השם, הוא מאמן, אף פי שיזממה, אחר כדי בכל יום שיום. יא, ברוך השם.